Ave Maria. This is Friar David with airmaria.com, and I'm here today with Marcus Grodi. Marcus, very nice to meet you.
Yes, good to meet you. Of course, I've met you guys before, and I'm glad the work you're doing. So,
Today, you gave a talk on Catholic radio coming to Boston. Could you speak a little bit about the effects of Catholic radio, the great good that comes with Catholic radio when it comes to an area?
Well, as I mentioned in the talk, I believe Catholic radio has a powerful way of reaching into people's lives that really no other media can accomplish because of the privacy of it, the freedom of it, the availability of it. And I think one of the beauties of Catholic radio is the way Catholic radio is done is that it's one clear, faithful message 24/7, as opposed to often you find on Christian radio, every hour is a bit different than the last because each different ministry has their own slant. Catholic radio is very committed to the teachings of the church and faithfulness, and so it's able to reach into lives in the privacy of a car, you know, an iPod or whatever it is, to reach out in a way. And I think particularly Boston and New England, which historically has not always been a friendly place for the Catholic Church, historically, that this is a momentous work of reaching the voice into Boston, not only for the non-Catholics, but for Catholics that need to know their faith a little bit better.
And you mentioned, you're talking about historically the difficulties that the Catholic faith has had in this area. In your talk, you mentioned John Thayer, the first American-born Protestant minister convert to Catholicism.
Who became a priest,
right. Yeah. And that's a very interesting topic. Never heard any of that story before. And you're writing a book about that, too. Could you speak a bit about that?
Yeah, you don't hear about him much. And I think part of it was because of his zeal. He was also a bit of a character. In a nutshell, until the American Revolution, there was essentially no Catholic voice in New England. Because we were still the colonies of England, all the penal laws of England were enacted here, but even more so because most of New England was under the guidance of Puritan America. So they all hated Catholicism, feared Catholicism, even a sense in which the establishment of the freedom of the Catholic faith in Canada was one of the sparks that led to revolution. So here we have this Protestant minister that goes to Europe and then comes back, not just a commitment to the Catholic faith, but his stated zeal was to convert America to the Catholic Church. Of course, the problem at the time was Catholics are, for the first time, free in America to be Americans, and our first bishop, John Carroll, had a huge task on his hand, a very large diocese, right? I mean, from the East Coast all the way to the Mississippi, with about 30,000 Catholics spread out all over the United States. But his main goal was to help Catholics become Americans. And so we have John Thayer wanting to convert Americans and John Carroll saying, you know, be quiet, that for the rest of the time he was in America, there was a lot of conflicts both with non-Catholics and Catholics. But I think he's gotten a bad rap from historians who always wanted to give John Carroll's story rather than John Thayer. I think he's a hero of the church in New England, and I think we need the same zeal for the faith.
Yes. Yeah, I think obviously the church needs zeal. We need a lot of love, a greater love for the faith, greater zeal for the faith. You were mentioning when you were a young Protestant working here in Waltham.
That's right.
Many Catholics worked with you, and none of them ever, they knew you loved Jesus, and none of them ever spoke to you about Christ or about their faith.
Yeah, I've often joked that the men that I worked with on the lab benches that I worked with, both when I worked at other companies, I didn't even know they were Catholics until on a certain Wednesday every year they came back with splotches on their foreheads because they'd just been to Ash Wednesday, and they never talk about being Catholics. Mm-hmm. Though most evangelical Protestants are able to talk about the beauty of what God has done in our lives. We Catholics need to do the same thing.
Yes, yes. And one last point here I'd like to talk about is you're president of the Coming Home Network. And since, if I get this right, since 1993, you've been contacted by 1,800 Protestant ministers who are interested in the Catholic faith, and a large percentage of those, maybe half of them, have come into the church?
Yeah, a little over half. And these 1,800-plus Protestant ministers from over 100 different non-Catholic denominations, men and women, over half have become Catholics. The other half are still struggling with what to do because they've got families and kids and their vocation. What will they do when they become Catholic? Most of them become belittled by their friends when they think, just like what happened to John Thayer 200 years ago. And, you know, we're trying to also help those 800 or so who've come into the church who were Protestant ministers with great gifts, make sure that we're a good steward of them and their gifts for the use of evangelization in the church. So we've got a lot of work to do.
Well, there are great graces there for sure. I mean, the work that you've done since you've come into the church with the Journey Home, beautiful show, and with the Coming Home Network and all the great good you've done. So there is a gold mine there definitely to be tapped into. So it's been a pleasure to meet you, and many graces to you and your work, Mr. Grodin.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
God bless. Thank you. This is Friar David with AirMaria.com. God bless you.